Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is kind of depressing.
Oh boy.
I don't know if it's depressing, and I've brought this up before, but I feel like I need like a renewed help.
Oh, okay.
I really don't have friends here.
Oh, yeah, me too. All right.
You know what? Cool. I was actually thinking that about myself.
Oh my God.
My big friend group kind of fizzled out.
Oh my gosh.
Where did everyone go?
It did?
Yeah. Oh. Ever since I started dating Nick, that was kind of the catalyst.
Of the whole friend group?
Kind of, yeah.
Hey, that happened to me in the last city I lived in, but not with my fiance. Mm. It was like one
thing.
I've just
never had them. Good morning, everybody.
Okay, so is this just like an adult experience? I'm really struggling with it because I've never struggled with it before.
In a new city.
But I've moved so much. And every time I moved, it was like, all these friends. And I don't know what's...
But can I ask you a question? Like, that's... I don't know if it's going to be... Like, when you're in LA, you lived in LA.
Mm-hmm. For 7 years.
Do you really feel like they were your... Like, yeah. I've had... When I was in LA, I had lots of friends. But when I think about it, I don't have any friends.
Yeah.
I just had a lot of similarly minded people who... seemed like they'd carry a body for you, but the second times got tough, they're all gonzo. Mm.
I think I was there long enough. I mean, 7 years is a really long time. I was from 22 to 29.
Okay.
Or maybe 28, but still. I definitely had a group of friends there, like girls who will still come to wedding. There was like a group of five of us who were very close.
How many
are coming
to the wedding? All five?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I was one of the five, so.
Oh.
But then I had another, like, best friend there who will be coming to the wedding, who I'm still very close with.
Okay.
So I definitely made friends there, but you could argue that my problem since then, including then, is, like, when you are in the entertainment industry, single, around the same age, living on the same side of town.
It's pretty easy to connect.
Yeah.
Now, you're hard to connect with because you're already connected. You and your fiance are like...
I really believe that that's why it's harder to make friends.
You're sending out the vibe that you don't need friends. I know you still want them.
Friends.
No, I don't think that's a bad thing. Because you want couple friends now.
That's
you don't
I
want
was
friends.
Say.
You
and
want...
I think a lot of people are looking for that. So it's kind of surprising to me to hear that you can't find that.
But do you remember we were going to do a whole promotion around TIAC for hubby hookup because he needs friends?
That's like,
And no one wanted to come. So
we didn't even do it. Like, still think we should do that.
Well, because I have the added layer to what you're saying. I have a wife and now I have two kids who are a certain
You're hard
age.
To be friends
it's,
with.
Yeah, it's more
Again,
and more specific.
I don't think that's hard. He has kids. Set up play dates.
Yeah. I would actually think, and maybe your son hasn't been in kindergarten long enough, but it's like, don't you start making parent friends and then you go, our kids are the same ages.
Our kids are friends, so you, hey, Like, yeah, you know, like we're not friends. The kids are friends. Like, and we might, like, and also there's a wide age range of parents, just to be honest, like some, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's just like, I don't know. It just feels sometimes it's like you feel more like
you guys are younger parents for your,
yeah, probably.
But I'm going to say, like, I used to just agree with you wholeheartedly. Like, that's a forced friendship and it's not real because, like, I have to be friends because our kids go to the same school and ugh. But like, Josh lives across the street from me. That's gross. Like, it's like, that's a forced friendship. Like, oh my God. I'm friends with the guy on my block. I love him. He's a great dude. We're friends. So if you go in thinking we're forcing this, then it's not going to work. You got to go in and give them a chance.
Josh came to you, though. He came to your front door, rang the doorbell. And was
because
like,
he put a crane in front of my house for a full day.
Who's going to come to my door? That's what I'm saying. Just show up. Someone show up.
No.
You're the girl who keeps saying, I'm so alone.
Yes.
Maybe he'll show up at my door. He but is. You don't leave the house.
Correct.
I don't leave the house. That's why it's hard to make friends.
I leave the house.
You and Erica are the same because you don't want guy friends. You want couple friends, I think.
Yeah.
Do you want parent friends, though?
I mean, that would be ideal, like to have the kids the same age. I mean, because some of the parents, they have kids who are already in high school and stuff. And you're just, it just, they're at different phases. We're at different phases. It's just,
so then you shot down being friends with Leo's friend's parents, but you're describing your perfect friend as Leo's friend's parents. I don't know what to tell you. You're sabotaging.
I'm the problem. That's it.
Yes. Erica's just a loser. And no, you just don't. What, you don't have a circle group? Like do you need to start attending those wiener dog things? Like,
maybe.
Go to Wash Park and hang out. It's always packed. It does not matter the time of the year.
But you don't just start talking to somebody at Wash Park.
Yeah, you can.
You can?
Yeah.
Well, if you're in a relationship, you can. It's just weird.
Yeah.
Like, Dane just can't go walking up to somebody like, hey, my wife and I need friends. You guys want to come over here?
Right.
We have a carafe of wine. Like, that's
also giving swingers.
Yes.
And we're not, and we don't want to put out that vibe.
You haven't found anybody at Barrel for Two or whatever it's called?
One Barrel. Over in Inglewood. We did meet a couple.
You're tight with the owner, aren't you?
Yeah, we're pretty close with the owner, but it's like, she has kids. She owns a business. Like, I just think she has a lot more going on than we do.
But here's the thing. Do you have the courage, if there were somebody like her, do you have, and I swear I'm not trying to like punchline you or anything.
Okay.
Do you have the courage to walk up to her and go, do you want to come over sometime?
That's my problem. Because we did meet one couple at that wine bar. And we started like chatting from side by side table. Then we moved to sit closer to them so we could actually talk. I got her number.
Yeah, but now you have to do the thing. You have to do the vulnerable thing.
Text her
and
be like,
you have to do the thing.
And then we ran into them at Lady Justice in Inglewood, like bumped into, and I was like, oh my gosh.
Smashed.
No. What? That wasn't the block party night.
Oh.
It's just that I ran into her and was like, hey. And then it was like, oh, we got to get together. But like,
you have to, and TX, you're the same. You feel awkward going, because you're like, you don't want to go to a guy and go, would you go out with me? Yeah. But you have to say it.
You want to come shoot hoops in my driveway?
Yes.
Like, no.
You have to.
Also, I know. Like, what do you ask friends to do anymore other than drink?
You can start there and then it progresses into more things.
Yeah.
Slowly but surely, you come out of the bedroom just wearing a camisole and go. Okay.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.